When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to part two of our conversation about the Wildwood Sanitarium with Matt Warner.
Are there any dangers involved with scrying and being able to see the past, the future, or just another dimension of people, essentially, whether they're passed on when you're getting involved in that?
I think there's an inherent danger in any of this that we do, because there's a lot of people out there that don't realize you have to have some sort of protection around you. And it can be as simple as envisioning a white light around you. It isn't a lot. If you have that belief, again, to have that around you, if you have certain crystals that you like to hold on to, and there's a lot of power in crystals that I'm also currently learning. Same thing. A couple of years ago, I thought this was all hocus pocus.
Sure. Now
I'm fully entrenched in it. But with anything, just like a Ouija board, scrying mirror, even if you're just talking into your voice recorder trying to get an EVP, you're opening up that line of communication. It's basically opening your door and saying, hey, come on in and have a seat at my table and talk with me.
Mm-hmm.
If at the end of it, you're like, hey, you know what? I got to go to bed. You got to leave my house. If you don't say all that, they don't know that they have to leave. They might stay with you and ruin your day, ruin your night, ruin your life. So you have to take some sort of precautions. And it doesn't take much, but you do have to put that in my opinion.
If a portal is at a location, I know we're kind of taking a step back even before the mirror. If a portal is there, whether it be created by someone using a mirror or some sort of object, or it's one that is just kind of connected to the ground, you're walking through the woods and you find one, and it's not necessarily made by man, but it's just there. It is a portal. Can it be closed by man?
I don't believe that it can. No, I believe that these were made somehow in another realm, so to speak, mm-hmm. and we have no abilities to close that. I think we can protect the area in a way so that mm-hmm. demons aren't crawling out of the ground, you know, but I don't believe that they can be closed. I don't believe they can be closed or open. I think that they're there, and it might be like anything. It might be like an old path in the woods. Nobody uses it anymore. It's been there for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. It could be the same exact scenario on the other side of the afterlife.
So that being said, are you almost saying that a mirror in itself is a portal, but it doesn't have essentially the batteries to make it work are the intent, are the individual that opens it up, that gives it the energy. When we're talking about an object type portal, not one that's based on land, where once that is opened up with intent, then that mirror is essentially, it's an active portal going forward.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay. 110%.
That's when you put some energy into that, that's what's going to happen. I feel that's very true.
It's like you pulled the plastic battery slip out of the back of a product. Like obviously, kids' toys have this stuff all the time where it's like, pull the plastic and now the toy works. It's almost like that. Like it's there. It works. It's not actively doing anything until you pull the plastic. And then you do that, and then, well, good luck getting that piece of plastic back in there. It doesn't work very well to do so.
It's a lot of work.
You said that you didn't believe in psychic abilities a few years ago, or really kind of question it. What changed your opinion about that?
Well, you know, I've had some experiences in life that I couldn't explain, like a lot of us in this field, and one thing that I always noticed for myself was that I could feel energy, and I didn't think much of it, and I just thought that was something I did. But I'd always read that we all have the psychic ability. It's just a matter of being able to tap into it. And over the years, I'd met plenty of people that not that I didn't believe them, but it's like they believe so much in themselves, I thought it was hokey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say I haven't had a couple of pretty spot-on psychic readings over the years, because I have. But over the past year or so, I've met a lot of people, and a lot of them being psychic mediums and empaths and everything. And I've had probably half a dozen people say to me, you know, you have some serious abilities. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't realize, you know, you're a very powerful psychic. I was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just a guy just running around in the dark with a flashlight.
Sure.
I don't need all that. So what wound up changing for me, I started noticing that the energy that I was feeling is because I'm an empath. So an empath is basically a person that can sense energies and other things. And if I walk into a room full of upset people, I'm going to be a sponge and take all that energy off them, unfortunately, and then I'm going to be all depressed.
So sure.
I walk into a happy room, I'm extra happy. So that's kind of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I was cool with that. I was like, all right, I understand that. About 4 months ago, a friend of mine offered to do some Reiki and some shadow work on me to remove some negative energy that she saw on me, which I did not see on myself. She did all this work on me, and this was another thing. I said, yeah, if you want to do it, I don't know if I 100% believe in it, but if you want to do it, knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
So she did all that, and I put that belief in it. I said, this is going to work. I want to be the best version of myself that I can.
Yeah.
And she's doing all this work on me, remotely, mind you. She's down in Georgia. I'm up in Mass. And I could actually feel energy leaving my body. My legs were tingling. I could feel it leaving. I was like, this is strange. I don't get this at all. But I'll tell you, after she did that, and after about a week, I'd never felt better. I had never been more positive and happy. And I'm just a beacon of light at this point. I love every part of life, and I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, she said, you know, now that all that's gone, next time you go ghost hunting, you're going to have some serious experiences. Your abilities are really going to start coming out. And I was like, yeah, sure, buddy, whatever you say. And one of the next times I went out ghost hunting, I had my first real psychic experience that blew my mind. I couldn't believe it happened. I was actually, instead of able to feel energy, I actually could see it with my own eyes, which I guess would be my third eye, but I could see the energy for the first time. And it was scary, exciting, weird, all of these things. And I didn't know how to explain myself. But it was an incredible experience. And it was very awakening for me to realize, okay, I guess I do have something going on. Now it's just a matter of figuring it all out. And now I have a lot more belief in everybody because I can see that it is a real thing.
That's what I want to ask you then. I mean, just exactly what you just said. It's difficult to describe, but describe it. When you say you could see the energy, do your best at describing what it is you mean you could see the energy.
Okay. So what we were doing, I was up in at a location doing filming a documentary, which by the time this airs, it might be available for everybody to watch, which would be great. We were filming and we went into this room. It was this big grand room that was like a museum type quality architect room. And I sat down on a couch and we were running just a recorder. And there was a couple of other investigators in the room. Two others were off to the other side. I was sitting on the couch and they're just asking questions. And right off to my right, about 3 feet away from me, I saw a soccer ball sized gray orb with my eyes. And that's usually something you see in a camera on film. And it's like, oh, that was just dust. This thing was next to me. And I said, I did a double, triple shake of my head. I was like, what the hell? And I said to myself, I just saw the energy in this room. Mm-hmm. I immediately felt like it was a little boy. I have no idea where that feeling came from, but that was the vibe I got. I said, wow. I said, it's a little boy. Again, no idea where that came from, because I don't usually have that. But so I put my arm over the arm of the couch, and I said, you don't have to be scared of us. I just saw you. We're not here to bother you. We want to give you a voice. We just want to hear your story. I will protect you. You can hang out with me all weekend while I'm here. You know, feel free to take my hand. Within about 30 seconds, I felt an energy grab my hand. I have a little daughter. I know what it feels like when a kid grabs your hand, and that was the exact same feeling, except felt like pins and needles. Mm-hmm. And it was cold. I was like, oh, wow. And I was kind of, hey, he's got my hand. He's holding my hand. So we would ask questions, and he would light up the equipment that we had at the same time to respond. While he's doing this, I'm looking at my hand, and it looks, I can see the energy. And I was completely taken aback. I was like, what is this? And it looked as if I had a block of dry ice in my hand, and all the smoke was just billowing down around my fingers. Mm-hmm. Almost like I was going to throw an energy ball at somebody, and it was flowing through my fingers. And I was like, can you see this? Can anyone see this? And they're like, no. And I was like, this is intense. I couldn't believe this was happening. And so this was going on for roughly 15 or 20 minutes. I'm staring at my hand thinking it's on fire at this point. And I get extremely drained. I said, I need to take a break. I have to go outside. He let go of my hand. I went outside, tried to compose myself. I'm texting my friend who did the energy work. I was like, you're not going to believe what the hell just happened to me. He said, you were right. Thanks for this. And later on, we went back into the room to do some more experiments with some dowsing rods. I sat down. I said, hey, we're back. Put my arm out. Took my hand almost immediately, doing some questions. This time I'm looking at my hand, and I put my other hand over it as if I was holding a ball. This time I could see the smoke even more defined, and it looks like a reddish clay color. Same billowy effect coming around my hands. And I said to one of the investigators, I said, put your hand in between mine. And she put her hand in between mine, and it was ice cold. She's like, this is ice cold. I said, I know, it's strange, right? I said, I can see the energy, but she couldn't. So same thing, we're sitting there asking questions, and I actually nodded off for about a nanosecond. Had one of those, like, your head falls and you're like, whoa, whoa. All my energy was completely gone. And I said, I have to leave again. So I said, I've got no energy left. And I said, I'm gonna come back later. As I went to take my hand, I saw his hand in mine. I actually saw a little boy's hand holding my hand and just a little bit of his arm, and then it disappeared. And I was just like, okay. Something's going on here. This was way more than I ever expected to have happen. But that experience was incredible, absolutely mind-blowing. And now knowing that I have this ability, it's driving me to work on it and try to hone in on it.
Sure. So it's almost like, would you say you've had this ability your whole life, but maybe it was being blocked by something and your friend helped remove almost kind of what was blocking your ability to use this or to see this to its fullest extent?
I liken it to her taking the blinders off.
Yeah. Okay.
So to speak. And I definitely think I've had it all along. I just don't know that I was ready for it. And once people started telling me I had joking around, I was like, I don't want to see dead people. I want to pretend that I want to, but I don't know if I want that ability. I'm not ready for that responsibility. And I'm still a child in my head. So, but you know, it's incredible to know that I was able to do that.
Is this something that you think anyone could develop the ability to do, or do just certain people have it? It's almost like, some people, no matter how, good your hearing is, some people can just pick up certain frequencies, others cannot. Hearing aids can certainly help you, but there's just certain things and certain ranges people will get and people will not get. There's no medical intervention or spiritual intervention that's going to change that. Is the ability to have psychic abilities? I used abilities too many times in one sentence, but so be it. Is that something that is just innate to certain individuals, or is this an ability that you believe anybody can have with the right training and understanding of how to open up those doors in oneself?
I think that everyone has some sort of inherent ability in them. Depending on your level of focus and openness, mm-hmm. would probably determine what you could get out of it.
Okay.
And I believe like that's why children and animals can see spirits much more frequently, because they don't have any distractions of life. They don't have to worry about working, paying bills, getting up in the morning. They just get up and just exist. And I think that's why their mind is so clear.
Yeah.
And they're able to see things so much more than us.
That makes sense. All the white noise of life is not something that they have to constantly, you know, contend with. And so that does make a lot of sense. I mean, it's very much, you know, almost, you know, what you talk about when you work on meditating or something of that nature. It's trying to clear your mind, of all those things to find some sort of peace and to make just meditating work. Nothing paranormal, just getting peace in your mind, but you almost kind of have to be there in that sort of a state for some of this to work, or know how to get your body there, or your mind there, for it to be mm-hmm. effective.
Yep, I believe in that 100%.
Let me ask you this. Are you ever concerned or have you ever been concerned when you're out there and now that you're learning about this ability that you have and you're kind of out there testing the water, seeing how it works, seeing how it feels, seeing what you encounter. Are you ever concerned that, for example, you know, you said you felt there was a little boy, almost like a download, like the information just kind of came to you. You had it. You didn't necessarily have to read the page, but the information, it came to you. That's the way I like to kind of describe those things, as just, it's a download. The information is there. You know, it's there. You can read it because you are the computer. Are you ever concerned that when you're getting that information, that this is a little boy, and then you feel your hand being held by a child, and you know that feeling all too well from your own children, and you're a parent. You have that parental instinct in you of, oh, okay, I want to be somewhat protective of this. I want to be caring. Are you ever concerned that what you think you're being befriended by or is coming to you is in fact what it really is? Are you ever concerned that maybe this is not a little boy? Maybe this is a Trojan horse of some sort that is appearing to be this way, has the ability to convince you on the surface that it is this innocent little child, that it could be something else that's taking you down a path?
That is always a huge concern. And it's funny that you bring that up, because in terms of this documentary that we filmed at this location where I had this experience, we believe that there might be something else going on there and could be some sort of trickster, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term. I'm not using the D word because I don't really buy into it, but that's a very legitimate concern to have. I definitely feel like with this one, it was a little boy
mm-hmm.
based upon the vibe that I did get. I'm also kind of thinking now that the reason I have this ability, I was given this ability, is for giving children spirits help or a name or something like that. I work part-time at an elementary school. I'm around kids a lot. I love being around kids. Their energy is infectious, and I never really grew up. I'm kind of like Peter Pan. I just love to have a good time and have fun. So I vibe with the kids. I play with them at recess and things like that. So I think that it's the same with the spirit realm. They see me and they're like, oh, this big goofball will help us and he'll hang out with us. And I'm not intimidating in that fact. So I think that might be my purpose, is for the voice of the children's spirits.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Matt Warner about the Wildwood Sanitarium and our overall conversation about the paranormal and abilities in general. Don't miss Matt's appearance in the paranormal documentary Goodwill Haunting, available fall of 2020 on Amazon Prime. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.